Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
Something so small that can affect so many different things, and with all the statistics and all that sort of stuff, you don't realise how essential electricity is until it's gone.
Today we're chatting with Kiara, a high voltage sparky, and today she's going to share with us her journey and tips on how you can get into the industry.
Hi, I'm Kiara Rutley and I'm second year electrical apprentice and I work with high voltage.
So Kiara, do you want to share with us what an electrical apprentice does and perhaps what high voltage involves?
So usually with my job, I do a lot of travelling around the state for maintenances and construction work as well. I work in, with high voltage, we work in substations, so we're not our domestic electricians, like I don't put in lighting circuits or work in houses sort of thing. Mainly just work on high voltage apparatus such as like current transformers, circuit breakers, but on a very larger scale. We can deal with voltages from 22,000 volts to up to about 500,000, whereas your normal domestic electrician would deal with about 240 volts. So it's a very big difference, but we, as a company, just maintain the high voltage network, so just making sure that everything's running properly, make sure that all the equipment is serviceable and that it, there's no potential faults going to occur. So we do our oil samples, gas testing and timing and insulation resistance tests just to make sure that nothing's going to explode or break, so that to, essentially to keep the network running efficiently, but to also protect us in the field.
Do you get nervous working on high voltage?
Yeah, because electricity is such a weird thing because it's something that you can't see. And pretty much like in our safety prep talks before we started actual job, it's like one of the warnings is you don't have to touch it, it'll touch you, because in such high voltages, the actual electricity can jump to you if you're within a certain distance. So, like, I don't know, for just, I can't remember the exact measurements, but like, say, for 330,000 volts line, you can't go within, say, 3 metres of it, or it can jump to you and you become part of the circuit, essentially putting yourself at risk, which you can't really come back from that. But yeah, it can be pretty telling sometimes. Like, we've been in a situation where a piece of equipment failed, and if it had failed to its full potential, where it explodes very, like, badly, it can really hurt or harm someone. But if you just really stick to your area and make sure you know what you're doing, and like, we're given a briefing before each job so that we know where everything's disconnected, knowing that everything's dead so that when we touch it, we don't become part of the circuit. Because as a company, safety is our first priority, and there's always new rules and regulations that we have to abide by as a company to make sure that we go home as in as good condition as we came to work. So it's not as scary as what it seems, but it's definitely funny in taste to people be like, oh, you know, I got zapped by 11 volts or whatever was there on an electronic circuit. And I'm like, well, if I got zapped, then it's not really great because they're dealing on such lower voltages. But it's a very risky job whether you're using lower voltages or higher, because any form of electricity can really hurt you. Yeah, it's really intriguing line of work to be in. I thoroughly enjoy it, and just something as simple as turning a light bulb on, there's such a big process behind it all. So yeah, I really enjoy it anyway. But I'm not too freaked out, because just with all the switching and all the procedures that we have to go through in order to make something isolated, you know that you're going to be safe and you'll be fine. But another issue can be induction due to the magnetic field inducing a voltage on adjacent circuits, which we've had people get shocked before on dead equipment, just because, you know, a line that's 20 metres away from it is still live and it can create a voltage on another circuit that's lit. So yeah, it can be a bit risky, but I've been so good so far, touch wood, but yeah, no, it's a pretty good company so they definitely keep everything in order so that you don't feel worried, scared or anything at work. So yeah, it's pretty good.
It sounds like you're so passionate as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good job to be in. I never thought that I would be an electrician. Like, I finished school, my year 12 certificate in 2017, and I wanted to be a beautician. Like, I don't know how, like, I just ended up here because in the end of start of year 12, they were sort of drilled into us what we wanted to do, and I had no idea. Like, I just knew that I liked maths, I liked creative things, but I don't know, I just sort of strayed away from the beauty and that I wanted to also do policing or something. I just had no idea. So applied for a heap of jobs, but mainly in IT and a few trades as well. But this one stuck out for me just because, you know, my dad and my sister's boyfriend, they had applied for this job back in their time of finishing school. And it's a really good company to work for and they've got a really good name for themselves. So, yeah. It's always like, even when I go out drinking, when people ask what I do, I'm like, hi, I'm Chiara and I'm an electrician. Like, and it's always a good conversation starter. I love it.
That's awesome. It sounds like your family was really supportive as well. How exactly did you get into that first job?
They had the job ad in the notices in Homeroom and it said there was a job going at this place in Tamworth, and I was like, oh, you know, Dad was talking about, Dad always talks about that company. And then when I got home, Dad brought up the ad for it on Seek and said, you know, they've got jobs at Transbury going, like, you should go for it. And I was like, oh, okay, like, it's sort of a man's job, Dad, like, I don't really think that'd be for me. And then my sister's boyfriend was there as well, because we're at my nan's having dinner, and he goes, no, it's actually, like, a really good company to go for, and you said you like maths, and electrical's very maths orientated, especially with the TAFE work. So I was like, oh, righty, I'll apply and see what happens, and here I am.
Wow. So do you want to share with us that whole process of from when you applied to how you got to where you are now?
So when I applied, it was an online process. Had to do a few tests in regard to grammar, English, and maths as well. Once we completed that, it was sort of like a little aptitude test sort of thing. Then I got called up for an interview. And this was in about August 2017, I got called for the interview. And it wasn't until December of that year that I actually found out that I got the job, because I sent them a message because I hadn't heard anything back from them. I was actually going to pay for my uni, so Dad sort of was like, you know, go to uni. And I just had no idea, like I said, what I wanted to do. And so I just said to them, you know, I need to know what's going to happen. And, yeah, they rang me up the next day and said, do you still want the job? Because it's yours if you'd like it. And I was like, hell yeah, like, I don't want to go to uni. Like, I want to enjoy this. So then our first year was pretty good. Started out, went to Sydney for some training and some introduction. We do a lot of training here just to make sure that we are safe at work. We've got a lot of categories for us to be able to do certain things. So, like, even to just enter a sub yard itself is a safety course that we have to go through and get tested on. But, yeah, and then pretty much all last year and this year as well, been sent, because Transgrid is such a big company, it's New South Wales wide, it's the owner and operator of the high voltage network and have, like, 13,000 kilometres of high voltage transmission line. There's so many different places that we can go for maintenance, and where I'm situated at the moment, we look after the northern regions. So we can go as high as Lismore or Jimmerick, which is 40 minutes from Texas, which is really close to the border, the Queensland border, and can go as far west or south as Broken Hill. And I'm not sure what the most southern point is, but that's Sydney and Orange and that sort of area look after down there. But definitely travel a fair bit, which is good with the job, because get around to see a fair few things. And, you know, the process so far has been pretty good, and everyone's always willing to help with any questions I've got from TAFE and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting, but it's been a good experience as of yet.
And during your time, have you had any role models or anyone who's given you any inspiration to do what it is that you do?
Well, my uncle himself, he's an electrician by trade, and he is the owner of a company in town called Northout, and they look after all the appliance repairs and sort of stuff like that. Because my dad was like, you know, Shane, he's an electrician, like, you know, ask him a few questions, and just some of the stuff he was telling me about being an electrician, it was so different. And, like, I hated science in school, like, absolutely hated it, did not do it in my senior years. But I always found the electrical concept so intriguing because it's something that you can't really see. It's crazy how everything works, but I don't know, probably just him and dad really talking about it and explaining, like, you know, electricians just not running cables. It's a whole another thing. And especially with Transgrid, it's a whole another level. Like, it's something, it's everything behind what sort of your transmission into, like, your households, which then powers your circuits and everything. Like, everything's just interconnected in such a simple but complex way. And I don't know, they just intrigued me when they were talking about it. So they were sort of my role models as to why I chose this trade.
And are there any moments during your career that you're really proud of and that you want to share?
Oh, we had to do one of the probably most intriguing things that I've done, not necessarily a heroic moment or anything, but working with the renewable energies such as, like, the wind farms and solar farms. We worked at a wind farm called White Rock in between Glen Innocent and Burrell, and it's just like such an amazing sight to see. And I don't know, like, just being able to work in such a different industry, knowing that something that small that I can do can benefit so many other people. It's just crazy because it's like, you know, if something goes wrong, like, I know they were saying to me in my orientation that there was an angry mopper or something that was cleaning the rooms and he accidentally hit a panel and it blacked out some of Sydney. Like, it's something so small that can affect so many different things. And with all the statistics and all that sort of stuff, you don't realize how essential electricity is until it's gone. So, I don't know, just being in this job generally, I just think it's awesome and not necessarily heroic, but it's just like, oh, the lights are out, well, something's gone wrong, and then I'll know why it's happened. And definitely the people that are always on call and stuff like that, like, they do so much more for the company in order, like, say, if we have a blackout, that they're there and they fix that for the people of the town. So I just think it's a heroic thing. Like, not too narrow and hard, but I think it's really heroic of people that I work with because I'm sort of limited as an apprentice of what I can do, but just knowing that these people can fix something and they have the knowledge behind it and know what to do and how to fix it as quick as they can, it's really amazing. And I think that they all should be recognised for that because the work we do it's high risk, but it's amazing.
That's so cool. You're almost making me want to go out and do a Sparky apprenticeship. What have you got planned for the rest of your career in the industry?
I don't know, because at the end of the day, like, my apprenticeship is I do my 4 years, and then at the end of the day I've got to apply for a job within the company if they have one to offer. But if I can, because Transgrid offers so many different opportunities for us, I'd like to hope that I could maybe branch off into engineering or maybe be a lining or a protection tech. Like, there's so many different branches within this company itself that I could sort of extend upon my career, and, like, you never know where that could lead. Could end up planning new drawings for substations, or, you know, stringing a transmission line, or making all the protections for all the substation work, or just stay in substations itself and do maintenance and construction work and replacements and all that sort of stuff. So I don't know, I just see where it takes me, I guess, because, like I said, I have no idea what I want to do. So, you know, I'm just going with the flow with everything at the moment and working hard to achieve what I can within this company. So, yeah.
And do you have any advice, tips or recommendations for someone who's considering pursuing a similar career pathway?
Just keep your eye out. Like, there are some, like, I know because there were two apprentices hired when I was, so me and Tom, And he did a you can do a pre-apprenticeship course, and I think it's 6 or 12 months, but it's like 6 months ahead in TAFE, so he's 6 months ahead of me. But so you can do that, which also adds to your resume, and, you know, it's like, well, I've done the pre-apprenticeship course, so technically I'm already 6 months ahead in TAFE. So that can also help if you're really interested in the electrical field. If you're still in school and thinking about doing it, definitely do. I didn't do my sciences, but I wish I did, because I think, I'm not sure what type of science. I feel like it might be physics, or I don't think it's biology or the other ones, but I think it's physics, just the way things work, and you'll get sort of a more of an understanding, because like there is a guy that's got a science teaching degree that's actually doing an apprenticeship as well in my TAFE class, and he knows like sort of more in depth of all the processes that go on. But yeah, definitely stick with your sciences if you're in school and wanting to do the trade. But maths as well, you've got to love your maths, because it's such a love. I have a passion for maths, absolutely love it, love algebra and everything about it. So yeah, that really helps me with it.
Would you like to see more women in the industry, and how do you think we could achieve that?
There's such a thing, like with work, they're always trying to strive for more diversity, and they're trying to make it like most companies are nowadays, whether it be banking, or they're trying to do like a 50-50 environment. And it's not necessarily like trying to make, because you can't make a 50-50 environment if people aren't interested in doing what you do. And if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I want to do a trade, definitely do electrical. It is so astonishing and it's so interesting. And like, I hated school, but I find TAFE just so interesting. But yeah, definitely just go out and give it a go. Don't be afraid that, you know, it's a male's job or anything like that, because they're so welcoming, and working with males, it's just such a funny and enjoyable time. They're just so much different, because I went from working with girls to just all girls at a coffee shop to majority boys. You've got to have more people interested in the trade itself, because you can't really say, like, if I walked up to a random female and said, you should be an electrician, they'd look at me really funny and be like, what are you on about? Like, you know, you're crazy. But yeah, you've got to have people interested in doing it. And I think that schools nowadays should, instead of, because I know when I was at school, they definitely drilled into us the fact that you need to go to uni, or, you know, life's going to be over if you don't go to uni. But it's not that. Like, doing a trade is so rewarding. Like, even if I was to do a trade and go to the police force, they would look at the fact that I've done a trade, that, oh, she's got life experience, she's gone out and done such a hard line of work, and she wants to be here, so they know. Like, it's definitely a rewarding experience, and you can't really change the fact of having more females if more females don't want to do it. But if you're definitely thinking about doing a trade, electrical, plumbing, whatever it is, go out and do it, because it's only us that can really change that. And a lot of companies are open-minded nowadays, because females, they definitely think through situations rather than, as you know, males tend to get hurt and they'll put themselves in tricky situations. Whereas, like, I'm really like, oh, I don't want to hurt myself. Like, for example, like ladders, I hate ladders, absolutely hate them. So I'll be real cautious on the ladders, and, you know, guys might do it differently, but, you know, a female mindset in a male-dominant world is so different. It's like, even when they ask for my opinion sometimes in work meetings, it's a whole different outlook on other things. So, yeah, it's only really, I don't know, it starts with you pretty essentially. Like, every company is trying to get a 50-50 representation nowadays, so it's up to you as an individual whether you want to put yourself out there and go for a trade.
Was there anything that specifically in your mind helped you get your job?
Probably just really good cover letters. I don't know. I asked a lot of people to help me with my cover letters, and honestly, some of them, like, they definitely got better over the course of year 12. This is probably one of the first sort of cover letters I wrote, but by the end of year 12, like, most of my cover letters were just pristine. Like, you need to sell yourself as, you know, what could you bring to the company? Like, I don't know, I talked about, because it's a math-based trade, I talked about, like, my math results within year 12, and then, like, with other jobs as well, like, HSC results, everything, and just sort of what you'd bring to the company, whether that be a good work ethic, pretty much just showing them in your cover letter how you could benefit them in hiring you.
Kiara, we're about to wrap up the show. Do you have any final words of wisdom that you'd like to leave us with?
If you're thinking about doing a trade, just go for it, because it's such a rewarding opportunity. And definitely, like, no matter what your age is, like, I know there's in 40-year-olds that have got an apprenticeship same time as me, and even this year they've hired some older people as well. So, yeah, you know, don't let age, gender or anything stop you from doing what you want to do. So, yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Kiara. Really appreciate you sharing your story. You're such an inspiration. How can listeners get in touch with you?
So that's me. I'm Kiara Rutley, an electrical apprentice, and this is my story. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can through Tradesmen in Australia.
Thanks, Kiara. And listeners, we'll catch you next week. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady tradie career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades. Thanks again and catch you next week.